again, and welcome back to the Dad and Lad Family Trivia Podcast. We're so happy you joined us for another episode. My name's Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined by my side, as always, by...
me, Emmett. Roll that.
Right. Well, this episode, we are really excited about. This one is one that actually got requested by a listener, and we would love to kind of fulfill that listener's wish, because this is actually an episode that I think we wanted to do too. This comes to us from Liam and his mom, Jennifer.
Thank you, Liam.
And Liam and his mom would love to hear music and bands trivia, some trivia about music in general or bands, or maybe some of the like famous pop music or things from the radio, things like that. So we're doing kind of general music trivia. I'm excited for this one. I think you're going to do pretty well on this one.
Yeah.
All right. So the way that we work, we've got 15 questions of trivia coming at you in three rounds, and each round that goes by, the questions are going to get tougher. In this first round, we call...
Trivia Tots.
Trivia Tots. So these questions are going to be pretty simple. Most of the people at home or in the car are going to get them, but let's move on right into it. Question one. A DJ is someone who plays, mixes, and manipulates music. What do the letters D and J stand for?
Dance jive?
Dance jive. Well, we stumped the lad on the first question. I thought this one was going to be a little easier, but I guess this one might have been a mind mover or a brain buster. So sorry about that. The words DJ do not stand for dance jive. Is that what you said? No, it is incorrect. It is disc jockey. Do you know what a disc jockey means?
In one of the shows I watch, it is just a giant Oreo.
So disc jockeys are like, well, when they first get, you know, started playing, they used records, big black records. And they had two record players, and you'd have one record and another record, and they would go back and forth between them. They would jockey between them. That's why they called them disc jockeys, as they'd go back and forth and they'd mix music together.
Did you know that? DJ eHarmony?
I used to be a DJ as well. I used to DJ school dances and weddings and all kinds of fun stuff, but I did not use records. I used a computer. Question two. This artist recorded the highest selling album of all time, entitled Thriller.
Do 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 do. Ow! Michael Jackson.
Do 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 do. Ow! Michael Jackson is correct. Do you know what year that came out?
1995.
Not quite. This actually came out before I was alive. This came out in 1982. I wasn't born until 1983. So yes, to date. Now, I don't know if this is exactly to date, but this album has sold 122 million albums. That's a lot of albums.
What?
Yeah, I know. And you know what? You know who's in second place?
Paul McCartney.
Oh, good guess. That's a really good guess, but not quite. The second place is the Eagles and their song, or in their album called Hotel California, which is also a really, really famous song. Uh-huh. They only sold 72 million. So Thriller is 50 million ahead. It's crazy, crazy stuff. Question three. What is the most common language for opera music?
English.
English is a good guess, but incorrect. It's actually Italian. Italian. Most of when you listen to opera, the vast majority, or I shouldn't say the vast majority, a majority of opera is going to be sung in Italian. Just kind of because that was where it started. That's what they've kind of done for a long time. The more you know, right?
The more you know. Do, 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 do.
Doo-dee-doo-doo. Question four. Bob Marley is widely considered to be the best known artist of what music genre?
Country?
Country is a great guess. Not quite. What if I said it came from Jamaica?
Rigatoni?
Oh, rigatoni is a kind of noodle.
Reggaeton?
Reggaeton. Yeah, actually, you're going too far. It's actually just reggae. Music is what I was looking for. Yeah, reggaeton is kind of like a mix of reggae and some like more newer pop music. But yeah.
I don't know why I said reggaeton.
Reggaeton.
that's like that one episode from SpongeBob Band Geeks where they're asking what are instruments, and then Patrick asks, is mayonnaise an instrument? No, Patrick. Mayonnaise is not an instrument.
That's good. Question five. Which music streaming service has the most listeners as of 2024?
Twitch.
Twitch is incorrect.
Right.
Twitch is not a music streaming service. Twitch is for video game streaming. I think you just heard the word streaming and immediately went to that. Do you want to take another stab at it? Music streaming.
Spotify.
Spotify is correct. Very good. That has over 235 million subscribers. So that's people that pay for like the premium stuff. If you add up all the people who don't pay with the subscribers, it is 615 million users listen to Spotify.
Guess what? The podcast that you are listening to right now is on Apple Music, Spotify, and others.
And others, yeah. We are on Spotify. We are part. All 615 million of those users can listen to our podcast on Spotify. And that's going to do it for the Trivia Tots round, the first round. Some of those questions were a little tough. I know that first one was a doozy. So
I know.
But we're gonna ratchet up the difficulty a little bit. I think some of these next questions, I think you're gonna enjoy them. So the next level of difficulty up, we call these questions
mind movers.
The mind movers. Question six. What was the name of Taylor Swift's first album?
Nineteen eighty-nine
is incorrect. That is a Taylor Swift album.
/ the year of her birth.
But guess what? The name of Taylor Swift's first album
was Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Since then, she's recorded 11 total albums. She's re-recorded four of those albums.
And she's made boatloads of money.
Boatloads of money. Yep, she has. But she is a great entertainer. Puts on a great show. Question seven. What is the highest range for a female vocal singer called?
Soprano?
Soprano is correct. Yeah. Do you know the four parts for vocals?
Bass, alto, tenor, and soprano.
Yeah, and you did them kind of in a weird order, but yeah, it's soprano, so alto, tenor, and bass. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to go lowest.
Yeah, lowest to highest.
Yeah, so it's bass, tenor, alto, soprano.
Yep, very good. Yeah.
I am a tenor.
Yep, right now you're a tenor. I'm a bass.
No, you're a double bass.
Question eight. What is the term for a repeating musical phrase in modern day music?
A repeat sign?
A repeat sign would be correct if we were talking about like notation, but nope. The answer we're looking for.
One, two, three, go.
The answer we're looking for is a riff. Do you ever hear the word riff?
Yeah.
Yeah. So for like, singing. So some of the really famous riffs that you would probably know are the song Smoke on the Water. Do, 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 do. And they just, and that repeats over and over and over and over. Or there's Beat It. Do, 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 do. Yep. And that just keeps repeating over and over. Or there's Crazy Train. Do, 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 do. Yep. Or Iron Man. Do you know the Iron Man riff? No, that's the wrong Iron Man. Iron Man. Do you know that Iron Man?
No.
No.
I think it's also the same with Eminem songs.
Yep.
It just keeps going on and on.
Yep, yep. Those riffs, they kind of put them on a loop, and so much of music is written about riffs right now.
Yeah.
Yep. Question 9. This legendary music festival occurred in the summer of 1969 on a dairy farm in Bethel, New York.
Say what?
That your way of saying you don't know?
Yeah.
Okay. The answer we're looking for is Woodstock. Did you ever hear Woodstock before?
The Woodstock Festival.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the hot air balloons.
Nope, there's not hot air balloons at the Woodstock Festival, no.
But in the Woodstock Festival in Gravity Falls, there's...
I think that Gravity Falls is called a cartoon. And not real but life.
There's also a Woodstock festival in Gravity Falls, and they have giant hot air balloons and country and live music, and Grunkle Stan does not like it.
Oh.
So he makes his own hot air balloon to calm himself with his face, and it says I Heart Kids. Well, I Heart Kids. But then the H R and Yeah, the H and R fall off of heart, so it says, I eat kids.
Oh, no. And if you enjoy this, you should go back and listen to the Gravity Falls trivia. Like, that was like, what episode was that? That was like...
12?
Yeah, it was like early on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should go listen to that. If you like that kind of trivia, you should go check that one out. And finally, question 10. Motown Records is one of the most important record companies ever. What city were they located in?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles is incorrect. So this city is actually like nicknamed Motown.
Oh, so.
Do you know the city?
Motown?
No, it's not named Motown. It's a nickname. It's in Michigan.
Detroit.
Very good. Yes, Detroit was the base of Motown Records, which actually put out basically like an entire genre of music that was really important to the development of music today. And with that, we're going to finish off the Mind Mover round. And Emmett's doing pretty well, but we're about to ratchet up the difficulty. The questions are going to get real difficult. Buckle up. Grab your helmet. Do everything you need to do to make sure that you're prepared for these difficult questions. We call these questions...
Brain busters.
The brain busters. Question 11. What important jazz musician is nicknamed Satchmo?
Kasami Washington.
Kamasi Washington. Is incorrect. Oh, now that's one of my favorite jazz musicians, but we're talking about in my opinion, the most important jazz musician. Do you know who the most important historical jazz musician ever is?
Louis Armstrong.
Very good. Do you know why they called him Satchmo?
Why?
So Louis Armstrong had a really big mouth, like really big.
Yeah.
And they called him Satchel Mouth. You know what a satchel is? Like a little bag. And so like he could fit a whole satchel in his mouth. That's what people used to joke about. Like that wasn't true, but they called him Satchmo, and he actually heard someone called him that, and he actually really liked it and kind of kept using it. And he actually had it etched on a couple of his trumpets and a couple other things. So yeah, Satchmo, one of the most important jazz musicians of all time. Kind of a neat little piece of trivia.
Didn't he create jazz?
He did not create jazz, but he was kind of like one of the first people to really modernize and popularize soloing and like improvisation as you played.
Oh.
Yep, and he was one of the first and one of the best to ever do it. Question 12. What technique involves plucking the strings of a string instrument instead of bowing them?
Guitar.
What technique?
Strumming.
That's a good guess. Strumming is a good guess, but incorrect. So the lad needs to know this, because what do you play?
Cello.
The lad just started playing cello at school, and you've been learning to play with... Have you played with a bow yet?
Yes, we have.
The bow is called arco.
Pizzicato.
But the technique for plucking is called pizzicato. Pizzicato. That gives that really cool bouncy sound to it.
Yeah.
So you learned how to play pizzicato first.
Yes.
Before you ever picked up a bow. Yep. Very good. Question 13. Ringo Starr is the drummer for the legendary band The Beatles. However, he was not the original drummer. Do you know the original drummer's name?
Who's supposed to? I don't know.
This one is really hard. This question is very, very difficult for a youngin, but this is maybe mainly geared towards some of the older folks. Ringo Starr was not the original drummer. The original drummer, his name was Pete Best. Pete Best. Now, unfortunately, do you know why they got rid of Pete?
Because he wasn't the best.
Believe it or not, yeah, that's true. The producers and the members of the band didn't think he was good enough, and he got replaced by Ringo Starr, who was actually kind of like his sub. So when Pete couldn't make a gig, they'd call Ringo, and Ringo would sit in, and Ringo eventually became part of the Beatles.
He was better, right?
I think so. I mean, I think it's debatable, but yeah. But he's known as being part of the Beatles, so he must have been a little bit better. Question 14. This artist is best known for her 2012 hit, Call Me Maybe.
It's not Rebecca Black.
Rebecca Black is incorrect.
It's not.
It's close, though. It is close. I like where your head's at. We just listened to this song the other day, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yep. Call Me Maybe was written by Carly Rae Jepsen. I don't know if we've heard too many other Carly Rae Jepsen songs. I think she's considered to be like what you would call a one-hit wonder, I think.
Yeah.
Hit it big with one song. We've not really heard much from her since, unless I'm missing something, but yeah, you never know. Question 15. American composer John Cage wrote the famous work 4 Minutes and 33 Seconds in 1952. What was special about this piece of music?
Was it 4 minutes and 33 seconds long?
Well, you are correct. It is 4 minutes and 33 seconds long. That is not what was the special piece that we were looking for, though. That is a correct characteristic. So you are right. The title of the piece is 4 minutes and 33 seconds, and that's how long it lasts. But the special part is this song is full silence.
What?
It comes in 3 movements. So a movement is like a piece of the music that makes up the larger whole. So there are 3 movements. The first movement is 30 seconds. The second movement is 2 minutes, 23 seconds. And the third movement is 1 minute, 40 seconds. And what it is the performer sits down on stage and just sits silently for 4 minutes and 33 seconds.
Why?
So the music is the sound that's occurring around you in the audience and in the theater.
He's probably spent no time on that.
I mean, I don't know how you can, I mean, you can prepare by like sitting there, but like, imagine what would you hear if you were at a, if you were at a concert and there was no sound being made, what would you hear?
Talking.
Maybe. Yeah. Like people whispering, people like moving around in their seats and like coughing and stuff. And John Cage said, that's the music.
I don't call that music.
No, you don't? There's a big debate on whether or not 4 minutes and 33 seconds is music. I call that a
distraction.
So, all right. And with that, that's going to round off our music trivia and our band's trivia. I know there was some classical music and a little bit of music history involved in there, but that was all kind of cool. So we wanted to say thank you again to Liam and his mom for the suggestion, and hopefully you enjoyed that trivia. If you would like to join Liam and his mom and give us a suggestion for a trivia in the future, we would love to hear from you on social media at Dad Lad Trivia on Instagram and then the Dad Lad Family Trivia Podcast on Facebook. Send us a message and we'd love to hear from you if you have any suggestions on what you'd like to hear. So did you learn anything about this one, Emmett?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I did a lot.
Yeah, there was some pretty good stuff in there. I think there was some trivia a little bit for all the different age groups. If you enjoyed it, please make sure you leave us a review and a comment on whatever app you're listening on. Those reviews and comments helps us to find other listeners just like you who like trivia. Emmett, do you have any parting words for us?
Music. Let's spell that. Let's spell that. ILOVEMUSIC.
Okay. Okay. All right, folks. Thank you for listening. As always, we really appreciate you listening and tuning in each week to the trivia. Have a great week, and we'll see you later.
Alligators.